The major causes of personal failure. To give you some perspective on the losses you face, I have below listed the most common and powerful causes of failure. When you recognize any that have hampered you, it is important that you do not berate yourself for their presence in your life. Instead, you must resolve to do something about them, and do it now. 1. The habit of drifting through life without a definite major purpose. 2. Meddlesome curiosity about other people's affairs. 3. Inadequate education. 4. Lack of self-discipline, manifested as both uncontrolled appetites and indifference to opportunity. 5. Lack of ambition. 6. Ill health that results from negative thinking and poor diet. 7. Unfavorable childhood influences. 8. Lack of persistence and follow-through. 9. Negative mental attitude. 10. Lack of emotional control. 11. The desire to get something for nothing. 12. Failure to reach decisions promptly and firmly when all the facts needed for the decision are available. 13. One or more of the 7 basic fears: poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, loss of liberty, death. 14. Poor selection of a spouse. 15. Overcaution or the lack of caution. 16. Poor choice of a vocation or occupation. 17. Indiscriminate spending of time and money. 18. Lack of control over the tongue. 19. Intolerance. 20. Failure to cooperate with others in a spirit of harmony. 21. Disloyalty. 22. Lack of vision and imagination. 23. Egotism and vanity. 24. Desire for revenge. 25. Unwillingness to go the extra mile. That's quite a list. But the causes of failure are many, and often you will find more than just one has led to your downfall. In my youth, I founded a magazine in Chicago dedicated to exhorting readers to strive for success. I lacked the capital for this venture, so I entered into a partnership with my printer. The magazine was a success, and even though I had to work long, endless hours, I was happy. But I was not paying attention. My success threatened another publisher, and without my knowledge, he bought out my printer partner and took over my magazine. I was out of work and separated from my labor of love in a most humiliating way. Many of the above causes for failure were responsible for my defeat. The most important was that I had neglected to cooperate with my partner in a spirit of harmony. I bickered with him often about trivial details of publication. When the opportunity came to be free of me and to make a profit doing it, he jumped at the chance. My egotism and vanity were responsible for much of this, as were my general lack of caution in business affairs and my sharp tongue. But, and this is an important but, I did manage to find the seed of equivalent benefit by seeing these flaws in my way of doing business. I left Chicago for New York, where I founded a new magazine, one over which I retained control. To achieve this end, I truly had to inspire cooperation in my new business partners, who were risking their money without the power my former partner had kept. I also had to be much more cautious in my business planning, since I depended more deeply on my own resources. The result was a magazine that, within a year, had more than twice the circulation of my previous venture. And it was as a part of my efforts to build the profits of that magazine that I conceived a series of correspondence courses which were the first codification of the science of personal achievement. I stood at a fork in the road when I was dethroned from my Chicago magazine. I could have given up and returned to the quiet lawyer's job my wife's family urged on me. Instead, I recognized the seeds of equivalent benefit in my defeat, and I nurtured that seed beyond my wildest dreams.